Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Last week, we looked at ways that AI can help you curate shopping lists, comparison charts, and other things to help you make decisions about what to buy this holiday season. There are psychological pros and cons.
It removes this decision fatigue, and it feels like it knows us, but it is limiting, you know, based on zeroing us in our own little bubble.
That's Bob Hutchins, CEO at Human Voice Media, a behavioral psychologist and an AI-focused marketing executive.
Because we are so immersed in this digital world, how do you think that helps us with anxiety this time of year for those of us who have been doing all of that scrolling to try to find those answers ourselves?
Well, it can really help a lot. You know, I like to look at this from what I call the media ecology perspective. That is a field of study where you're looking at these environments and this technology from the perspective of it being an environment that we live and work in, and how do we affect it and how does it affect us, just like you would in the real ecological sense. And one of the things in media ecology that is kind of a law, a rule that I always find helpful, and most people do when I share it with them, and that's this: that all new innovation and technology, it does two things to us without fail. It will extend or augment some part of us while simultaneously amputating some part of us. It's kind of like magic. It gives us something really amazing while it does remove something. So for instance, I love using Waze wherever I go in the country. It almost 99.9% of the time works pretty well. And my kids don't know how to read a traditional map. And they can get places probably quicker, faster, and without thinking about it than, say, my father could. So they have amputated that ability and given up of cartography and how to read maps in exchange for being able to pull up instantly and know exactly how far things are, how to get there quickly, and to know almost in seconds where you are on any road in the world. But there's a sacrifice for that: calculators, etc. So I would just say, to your question, these are helpful. They will save us anxiety and stress. But we are also putting ourselves at the, mercy of an answer engine that we're taking for granted and going, oh, it's given me a chart. Here's the answers. It must be accurate. And that's definitely, we're wading into unknown water, where we're going from search that gives us a list, pages and pages of options that we can sort through and go, versus here's one answer and we are taking it as gospel fact. So that's something that we're going to have to deal with, to say who's providing that one answer, who judges all those pages and pages of choices that we normally had to, I ask a question, here's the answer. Are we going to trust that or not? Those are things that we're going to have to deal with in the coming years.
That was my thought with the companies that are using their own personal assistants. What's in that algorithm that may be influencing me that I don't know about? You know, a company that's paid to have their search boosted up in this system.
Yeah. Yeah. That's anytime capitalism is in the mix, you have to answer that question, because here's the reality. We've been a bit spoiled for the last, since the world for the most part found out about ChatGPT at the end of 2022. So we've had about 3 years of really playing and experiencing something that, doesn't have a lot of, shall I say, commerce attachments to it. But now they're going to have to pay for all this, right? All right. It's been 3 years. They're blowing through billions of dollars a month or a year, however much it is. And the latest things that I've seen is that they're going to insert advertisements into search results. In one sense, that's really interesting, like we're talking about with Amazon, because it has my psychological profile. And that we've never had that before, right? It's one thing to know what I purchase. It's one thing to know what I search for on Google. Amazon knows what I purchase. But these models, they know how I feel, what I struggle with, what my maybe health situations are, my psychological status. It does, you know, psycholinguistic analysis to know maybe if I'm risk averse or not. And that's something very, very different. So now you inject commerce into that, right? Now we've got something that feels a little bit science fiction. I'm hopeful that we'll get it figured out eventually, but that eventually part concerns me, is that we'll probably leave a lot of things in the wake until we get it figured out. Because we're dealing with people's psychological, emotional, et cetera. And that is a fertile ground for bad actors to play on when it comes to selling things, if that makes sense.
What about this ability to look for deals? I see people do this, for example, with travel. Like, they've successfully learned how to leverage the new artificial intelligence technology to find them the best deals on hotels and flights. Can we do the same with shopping without those, that interference maybe, you know, in that commerce stream?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, you can. And I think what you're getting at here is the rise of what we call agentic AI. In other words, we're moving from chatbots to agents where the machines do things for us. And that's really interesting because we all know the frustration, for example, of Googling, say, promo codes, right? And finding 25 of them. And then we try them one by one. only to see that the code is invalid or it doesn't work, right? It's a waste of our time. We're frustrated, but it's all, then it becomes like a game. Like I'm gonna find that 20% off code that actually works. With the new agent capabilities inside of AI, and ChatGPT has them, Gemini has them, others do as well. The agent doesn't just list codes. It creates a loop that it can theoretically take the item to the cart and iteratively test the known discount codes against the database in seconds to find the one that actually lowers the total price. And this is potentially, theoretically, I guess you could say, is the democratization of savings. You don't have to be a tech wizard or an extreme couponer. You just need an AI agent that can act as your fiduciary, you know, and fighting to keep money in your pocket. It turns the checkout process into a game where the consumer could win. And I think that's what you're referring to is this whole agentic era of AI that we're rapidly moving into.
That is Bob Hutchins, CEO at Human Voice Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.